Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Justin Stockdale, he's the Western Regional Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Justin, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me, Mangino.
Let's talk about Earth Day and how did it start and why are we even doing this today or this weekend?
Earth Day, you'll stump me there. Unfortunately, I was not alive, or maybe I was just barely alive at the start of Earth Day back in 1970. So it was really, I think, a response of the public communities, activists, to some of the big environmental challenges of the day, right? And this is in the era when the Clean Water Act is signed and the Clean Air Act is signed and the law in the U.S. So it was really a transitional moment that we started to think about the environment ahead of other issues.
And becoming a really big issue for us back in the 80s and into the early 90s with the falls of the steel mill and then wanting to clean up afterwards, right?
That's right. And so a lot of us had very real experiences in Pittsburgh. You know, as the mills closed, we lost that industry, and it really presented an opportunity for Pittsburgh to reinvent itself in a different way that maybe had some focus on the environment first.
And I'm reading here that Pittsburgh ranks 8th in the nation in number of LEED certified buildings. What does that even mean?
So LEED is an interesting indicator of environmental commitments, maybe, is a way to look at it.
Okay.
LEED certified building is a building that's built with environment in mind, right? So instead of it's strictly an architectural question, we're going to worry about, you know, what is the energy use of that building? What is the water use of that building? How can that building be a more environmentally responsible building from its very inception? And so Pittsburgh has been a leader, no pun intended there, in sort mm-hmm. of the green building world for many, many years. And I think that's a great indicator of just how Pittsburgh sees sustainability and the environment today in really important ways.
Justin Stockdale with us from the Pennsylvania Resources Council. What are some of the things that people can do in Pittsburgh to participate in Earth Day?
So there's a whole bunch of different events going on, Mangino, around the city. PRC is involved with one of those events. It's down on the Children's Museum on Saturday. We're hosting a combined event this year. Future Fest is along with Reuse Fest. And Reuse Fest is PRC's big collection event for reusable goods. So everything from household goods, clothing, dishes, sheets, towels, onto crutches and furniture and building materials. We bring a whole host of nonprofits into one location to collect those materials from folks. So instead of a person, you know, driving to Goodwill to donate the clothes and then to Construction Junction with the sink mm-hmm. and out to Green Tree to Global Links with the old crutches, we bring all those partners into one place so people can access all of those great resources at one time rather than driving all over town to get there.
Nice.
And
that's
then
very, very good.
Future Fest is a great event that is hosted by an organization, Communitopia. It's really their vision was to try to, you know, bring together groups, organizations, activities for an Earth Day event that are more focused on doing something, not just, you know, getting a free tchotchke recycled pencil or learning about, hearing about what somebody's doing. Future Fest is all about doing things for Earth Day.
And when it comes to doing, have you noticed that doing something is mattering more and more to young people instead of just doing something or just having some kind of formal recognition of a particular day? They actually want to do something to make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. We see this far and wide across, and not just the environmental sector, right? I think this is true broadly. People are tired of, you know, we don't want to just go to a booth and hear about something. We want to actually participate. You know, folks are organizing birthday parties around illegal dump site cleanups today because those, you know, folks, they don't want to just, you know, go out and have a party. They want to actually be productive, you know, and support their community very directly and physically. So we see this shift absolutely happening in Pittsburgh, and not just here, but I think across the country.
Interesting. Where can people get more ideas about what they can do and more information about what they can do to help celebrate Earth Day?
So there's, again, if you Google Pittsburgh Earth Day, which I just did a moment ago, there's a whole long list of things that comes up.
Okay.
To see what PRC is up to, PRC.org is our best resource for information, not just about Earth Day. An old joke goes back, you know, make Earth Day every day. So we hope that a day like Earth Day maybe brings it to the front spotlight, but that we take on some of these practices, habits year-round.
As you talk about making Earth Day every day, what are some of the easy things that come to the top of your mind that people can do in order to make a difference?
It's a lot about consumer choices, Mangino. So, you know, we talk, PRC talks a lot about recycling, and a lot of the programs we offer are related to recycling. So, you know, taking that old aluminum can and put it in the recycling bin rather than the trash can is a very important thing that we can do, both environmentally and economically and for a whole bunch of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes beyond that to, you know, choosing, being more selective when we're in the grocery store or any store for that matter. Of one, do you really need that thing? And two, is it something that I can manage responsibly after I'm done with it? Those are the better choices, and that's how we hope people will celebrate Earth Day every day. To just sort of embed some of those, and not even environmental principles, but more resource conservation principles in their daily lives.
You know, one of the people that I met recently that I thought was really interesting, he's a very colorful character, pun intended, Randy from Randyland. And his idea of just because it's no longer able to do what it was originally designed to do, what can you then do with it differently? And I thought that was a really interesting concept that he has. And for a lot of the stuff, he comes up with ways of using it in art. But just the whole thought of how can I figure out a way of repurposing something that may have been designed for A, but now I can use it for B instead.
Yeah, it's not. And I think Randy is a great example of using things in the art space.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly there are many, many things we can reuse in our lives, in our homes, that aren't necessarily art. They're actually for function.
Right.
I had chickens many years ago, and I created a chicken feeder out of an old soda keg and a gold pan. It's very functional,
mm-hmm.
you know, very useful thing that it's nowhere close to what those materials were intended to be.
There you go. Good point. Once again, Justin Stockdale, Western Regional Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Justin, happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you, Mangino, and hope to see everybody out there on Saturday.
Looking forward to it, Justin. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.